The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I never want to break promises. I don't. I try my best not to. And I don't think I am. What am I talking about when you've heard me say this over and over again? Please forgive the repetition. But when Donald Trump was elected, I made a promise to you. When he did something good, I would commend him. When he did something bad, I would criticize him. And I think I kept that promise through his 4 years as president. I made the same promise when Joe Biden was inaugurated. If he did something good, I would commend him. If he did something bad, I would criticize him. I also made you a promise that my program would not become every single day, well, here's what Biden did that was bad. Here's what Biden did that was wrong. Here's what Biden said that was wrong. Through 8 years of Obama, conservative talk, that's what it was every day. You know, you could turn off conservative talk during the 8 Obama years, turn it off for 6 months, turn it back on, and you hadn't missed a bit. Obama did this today and it was bad. And that's all they ever talked about. And I tuned out to a lot of conservative talk during the 8 years of Obama because I had at least part of a brain and I could, well, anyway. So I promised you that this program would not become every single day everything that Biden did was wrong. But I also said I would try to make intelligent, informed comments about this administration. And I got to say this, folks. I felt in my gut that things were going to be bad. But honestly, I had no idea it would get this bad this fast. Seriously. I'm being absolutely serious. I had no idea. We are 4 months into a presidential administration. 4 months. Right now, and I'm talking about today, we have the worst situation in the Mideast in probably 20 years. It's true. What's going on in Israel right now is probably the worst it has been in 20 years. And people in Israel are saying the United States failed us. If it hadn't been for Biden, we wouldn't be where we are today. We have the first gas lines in America since the 1970s. I realize that it's because of a hack on a pipeline and so forth, but how has the administration handled this? I heard a representative from the Biden administration on the radio this morning, and she said, I want to assure you there are no gas shortages. I just want to assure the American people there are no gas shortages. Have you seen the pictures? of the gas stations all over the Southeast with big signs up, "We have no gas." Have you seen the pictures of the lines, some of them a mile or 2 miles long? I remember the gas lines of the 1970s. And what about inflation? President Biden has been president for 4 months. Today, since January, since he was inaugurated, all food, and I'm talking about all food items, are up anywhere from 3 to 10% in price. Check it out. Check it out for yourself. All food items across the board are up 3 to 6% in 4 months. Annualize that. If that trend continues, and I have no idea whether it will or not, but if it does, annualize that. Up 3 to 6% in 4 months. Gas is higher than it has been in 7 to 8 years. Gas across the United States is averaging over $3 a gallon for the first time since 2014. Unemployment that was steadily declining for now several months is now rising. The jobs report that was supposed to be 978,000 new jobs in the month of April, it was slightly more than 200,000. Unemployment is rising. The stock market is plummeting. Lumber, 25 to 60% increase in the last 4 months. Lumber, 25 to 60%. A few lumber items are 100% increase over 4 months ago. Can we place all of that at the feet of Joe Biden? Not all of it, if we're really honest. But if you look at COVID, the Trump administration gave us the vaccines. Joe Biden and the Biden administration had nothing to do with the vaccines. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Absolutely nothing. The distribution of the vaccines are a continuation of the plans and the programs put in place by the Trump administration. The Biden administration has increased it, yes, but they have just continued what had been begun by the Trump administration, and unemployment was dropping dramatically. The number of people working was increasing dramatically. The stock market was recovering. And in 4 months, we see many major crises facing our country in just 4 months. What does it remind me of? Jimmy Carter. You remember Jimmy Carter? Are you old enough to remember Jimmy Carter? Do you remember his 4 years as president and what an absolute disaster? I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't care who you are. Anyone with any objectivity considers the Carter years as one of the, his administration as one of the worst presidents in American history. He was beloved as an individual because he was kind and he was from the South and he talked nice. You know, he was the kind of guy you'd like to just sit on the rocking chair on the porch and just kick back and talk to. He was liked personally. But his presidency was a disaster. It looks very much like that's the direction that we're heading. Oh, I didn't mention the border crisis. The worst crisis in over 20 years. And President Biden appointed Kamala Harris to take care of this. That was nearly 60 days ago. She has not had a single press conference. She has not visited the border. Refuses to answer questions. Refuses to talk about the border crisis. And it's getting worse. It is not getting better. I forgot about the crisis on the southern border, the worst in decades. All right. I'm done with that. And unless you want to continue the discussion, we can. But the first 4 months have been a disaster. I don't care who you are, what's your political affiliation, and yet his popularity among the American public is 60%? I don't know how that's possible.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I mentioned earlier, Governor DeWine has announced a 5:30 press conference today, announcing new plans for the future concerning COVID here in Ohio. I have no idea what he's going to say. I really don't. Those press conferences hardly ever start on time. But if they do start on time and we have something to report before we go off the air at 6, I certainly will do that. All right, let's move away from, politics and so forth. Well, this is kind of politics, but Idaho Governor Brad Little has signed a bill into law in Idaho that would defund Planned Parenthood. Yeah, House Bill 220. Passed by the Senate, then passed by the House. Now, get this, in Idaho, this bill passed the House of Representatives in Idaho by a 55-14 vote. And three Republicans voted against it. 55-14 vote. And the governor, Brad Little, has signed it into law. That is good news. Will it be challenged? Of course. Will Planned Parenthood challenge it? Of course. Will they be able to find a federal judge that will issue a stay? Of course. So it probably will not go into effect anytime soon. And once again, all of these laws being passed around America. By the way, the good news, in the last 12 months, over 500 individual pro-life pieces of legislation have been introduced around the United States. 500. Not all of them have been passed, and many of them that have been passed have been blocked by a federal judge somewhere. But there is a real strong pro-life movement in America. I've said this over and over again on the marriage and gender and sexuality issue. Right now, we're losing that battle. The definition of marriage, definition of family, gender, sexuality issues. Right now, we are losing that battle. The war is not over, but we're losing it. The issue of life, however, we're winning it. And here is why I believe we are winning it. First of all, it's a spiritual battle. And I read the end of the book, and ultimately we do win. But in the abortion issue, we have used real, settled science to battle abortion. Ultrasound. Ultrasound has become the single most powerful weapon in the pro-life battle. When a woman, a pregnant woman, is shown an ultrasound of her unborn baby, 80% of the time, they choose life rather than abortion. It's science. There it is. You can see the heartbeat. You see the little fingers. You can see the toes. You can see the eyes sucking on the thumb. And so it's science. Listen, real science is always on the side of biblical truth. Real science and the Bible are never in contradiction to each other. Never. Never. But on the marriage, gender, and sexuality issue, we have appealed to emotion, and we've even appealed to morality. Now, that's not wrong, but how do you appeal on a moral basis to people who don't have a moral foundation or moral compass? It doesn't work. We should be using the same approach on gender and sexuality as we're doing with abortion. Science. When we hear things about transgenderism, give me the scientific proof that transgenderism exists, because there is none. What is the scientific evidence about the dangers of male with male sex, female with female sex? What are the dangers medically? Let's not talk about the morality right now. Let's talk about the medical aspect, okay? Let's talk about real science. And when we do that, science is on our side. They're discovering that in England. The whole transgender movement in Great Britain has been turned upside down because of a court case. A former transgender woman who was abused by a transgender clinic took the clinic, which is part of the national healthcare system, to court. And with scientific evidence from around the world, she won. And it has turned the whole transgender issue upside down in Great Britain. That needs to happen here. Science is on our side.